Mr. Jason Edgington. Jason Edgington, how you doing?
Doing good, Bruce. Thanks for having me back.
Well, yeah, you're a repeat guest. Had you last year?
You wanted me back. I can't believe it.
You know, I got to tell you, I've reviewed tapes of last year's show, and I'm like you. I can't believe it either.
Well, I mean, you probably saw the spike in ratings. I mean,
that probably had a whale of a lot to do with it. But Jason is a member of the United States military in the Air Force, aren't you, Jason?
Yes, sir.
What is your name, rank, and serial number?
I'm not going to tell you my serial number.
Do I got to turn the headlamp on or something like that? Put the bright light in your face. All right.
I'm an E6, Bruce. I've been in about 16 years coming up, so having fun.
So you're a private then, I guess?
Technical sergeant.
Technical sergeant. All right. Well, congratulations on all your success so far and getting to that level. I'm teasing Jason because he's my brother-in-law, and you know, I can do that. We'll go ahead and give full disclosure here. I've known Jason for 17, 18, 30, 40 years. I guess not quite 40, though, is it?
1 year away.
And Jason is he and his lovely wife, Dinah, got back into town last night. How was your flight?
Oh, it was long, Bruce.
Really?
Where
are you, by the way?
We are stationed out of RAF Lakenheath now.
Okay.
Over in the UK.
All right, so...
And we flew out of Heathrow last night in London.
RAF Lakenheath, Royal Air Force. So you're basically working for the enemy now?
No. No, we just rent the land. Oh, okay. I still work for Uncle Sam.
Oh, okay. All right. How big is the presence of the RAF there? I mean, do they have a bigger base than the Americans do?
Well, they got bases all over. They got them all up in Scotland and all over where we're at. They got probably 5 bases within where my base is. Royal Air Force, not U.S.
Do you live on base?
No. No.
Does anybody live on base?
Yes, there's quite a few that lives on base. That'd be a good question for Dinah. She's the housing agent.
Well, hey, so you're going to sit here and refuse to answer? That's great. I've got 45 minutes more of show.
Well, that's not my specialty.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, actually, maybe that's since Dinah's the housing expert, maybe that's why you guys don't live on base.
She's a smart woman. I trust her.
Is the base housing a little bit more like dormitory or something like that?
No, actually, they do have some pretty nice base housing for family members.
Yeah.
And then they do have housing for the youngsters. So that is like dormitories.
But you have chosen to live in the countryside of
Necton.
Necton, England. Yeah. Where is Necton, England? Say in comparison to now, as I look at England, it looks like a big old it's a big old burrito.
Okay? Yeah,
with one side of the burrito being a little bit bigger than the other side, and the bottom side is say the side closest to the south is the bigger side of the burrito.
Yeah,
where on the burrito are you?
So
London is in the bottom half of the burrito in the center.
So
right?
We would be east of that.
So you're to the right
we're,
side.
We're
the right
we're
side
in the
of
county
burrito.
Of Norfolk, and it is by one of the bigger cities, like on the water on the. On the west side or east side would be Great Yarmouth.
Okay. How big is the city you live in?
You mean the village I live in? Probably about 2,000 people.
Size of Jeff or Wayne City?
Oh, it's bigger than Jeff.
Bigger than Jeff? Bigger than Wayne City?
About.
Size of McLean?
About Wayne City, I'd say. Yeah. Okay. It's decent size.
So it's just like you're living at home, isn't it?
But we don't have that great big grain elevator.
They don't have grain elevators?
No.
How come? Do they not farm?
Well, they farm, but they farm like carrots and...
Self-sustaining as opposed to farming for fun and profit.
Yes.
Okay.
I think they're feeding the county.
Okay. All right. So you live in a village in, from what I understand, is a landmark.
Is a landmark?
Your home.
Oh, yeah. The old butchers.
The old butchers.
Yeah, we live in probably a 300-year-old home.
No kidding.
So only, it's renovated on one side of it is newer, but like where our fireplace is and stuff, it was the old butcher's.
It was the old butcher shop of the village.
Yeah.
Of Necton.
Yeah.
How old is the village of Necton?
Oh my gosh. I wish you wouldn't ask that because I don't really know. I know it's pretty old. Everything over there is old.
Really? Do they? I remember now. You've been stationed all over.
Yeah.
All over the world. Do you have a favorite place you think you've been stationed over the course of your 16-year career?
Now you want the overseas location?
We're going to count Alaska as overseas.
Well, that's number one.
All right.
Well, you can't beat the hunting and fishing in Alaska, and I'd go back right now.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
See, what we need then for you is for instead of, say, we need, you need more like a Vladivostok issue, some kind of far eastern Russia problem as opposed to a far western Russia, Ukraine problem.
Yeah, we stay busy.
I bet you do.
We stay busy.
I bet you do. This is Bruce Dickey talking with Jason Edgington, and he's been in the military for 16 years. And throughout the 16 years, you joined up, volunteered in 1998, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What changed? And you've been in basically the same career track for the whole time?
Yeah, same career field, weapons, 2W1.
Weapons. So, mm-hmm. So basically, you're the guy who's you're loading the muzzle of the rifle, right?
Yeah, on a bigger scale, we load the aircraft.
You're loading
the
aircraft.
Big old bombs.
No kidding.
Yeah, big old bombs.
How big are the big bombs?
Pretty big.
So do you have? So what happens if like? Do you? All right. You know, you watch Bugs Bunny. That's basically how I get all my military information. I watch Bugs Bunny. If one of them falls and it's rolling along, it's not going to blow up or something.
Right? Well, it depends on what it's fused with, but yeah, that's not good.
Has it happened?
I've had called ground emergencies while deployed. Yeah, some of my guys messed up the fusing and. Fully armed bomb sitting on a trailer is not good.
Is that right?
Kind of scary.
Uh-huh.
People run. But I get to sit there with a radio and call it over, you know, call in the EOD guys that come and save it up and take care of it.
Oh, well, no.
But now in my 16 years, knock on wood, we haven't had any issues.
Well, you see, now that's
without, why, like, we haven't hurt no one. So. No,
see, now that was my next question. Have you ever had one go off?
Well, only on the enemy, so that's
good. Well, that's cool.
That's what
yeah, that's good. Let me rephrase that. Have you ever had one go off accidentally?
No. Knock on wood again. That'd be bad.
That's the thing. We're having fun chatting about it, but that's a.
It's a serious
job.
Business.
Yeah,
it's serious, and it can go wrong real quick.
How often does it go wrong? How often do you hear about accidents like from other Air Force bases or something like that?
Inadvertent?
Yeah,
exploding. You don't have those.
Really?
Yeah. Luckily, now you do have guys that'll drop them. Like drop them on themselves, and just because you drop one, it won't go off necessarily.
But you're more likely to hurt one.
You're going to hurt yourself. We have those.
How heavy are the bombs?
Well, we have them all the way up to 2,000 pounds and bigger. I mean, you got pallet bombs now. Push out the back of C-130s.
Oh,
you know,
really?
The cargo plane.
Yeah, it looks like a big
old
cargo.
They make like bombs on pallets, like huge bombs. Yeah.
So are those? Is
no,
that
the
what,
ones I
is
deal
that
with,
what one looks like if it's gonna if, you know the no. the buzz cutter that goes 50 feet underground or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's the big one, the Moab.
Yeah,
that's the one that goes out of the back of the 130. But what I work on are fighters, F-15 Eagles. So that's like,
well, you see, F-15 Eagle's not going to be carrying that big a bomb.
No, it can't.
No,
the most we'll hold is it's nuclear, so we can hold. A B6.
Fighters can carry nukes.
We can carry a B-61, so.
So how heavy is that?
Can't talk about that, Bruce.
Not, you can't talk about that, can, how much one weighs.
No, kidding. Not with the nuke stuff.
Okay. Well, okay. I didn't mean to
tread. I'm sure you could probably Google it. But.
That's fine. You just tell me. Yeah. I tell you what, I won't turn the light on
you
your forehead.
You tee it up.
I won't turn the spotlight on your forehead to try to get you to talk about the classified stuff.
Yeah.
Well, not yet, anyway.
4 more years, Bruce.
Is that what, so retirement's in 4 years?
Hopefully, unless they cut me. We got the big budget cuts coming, so.
How often is it something that in today's military versus, say, 1999 or 2000? 2000. What is the difference? We've been at war for the last 11, 12 years, 13 years. The footing has changed, though, from the level of warfare as to now, right, over the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, when I joined, we had lots of people, lots of money. We were fat and happy.
Yeah.
And now we're barely getting by. It's rough. We don't have trucks like we need them, and it's changed a lot. 9/11 changed it.
It changed it to build it up. And then,
yeah, we built it up real big, and after 9/11, we took care of business, and now we're going way back down, trending down. So,
you know, you wonder if you're, as you look at your military career, the weapons system guys seem like to me that's something that is always going to be required.
Yeah, you're always going to need
part and parcel of the military, yeah. as opposed to the fellow who's the shipping clerk in
it's
somewhere else.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I know my rank. E6s and E7s are on the chopping block. All the guys below us are safe.
Really?
They offered early outs, early retirements, and a lot of guys took it.
Well, that's good.
And even for that, but my rank didn't, and neither did E7. Oh. So that I find out when I get back. I mean, I'm not too worried, but there is a chance. So. Yeah, they got to have so many out of our career field, they say. Big Air Force says, so Big Air Force will get it.
Well, that's kind of that's the world in 2014, I think.
Well, it's a volunteer force. So.
That's right. It's a volunteer force. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm talking with Jason Edgington, and we're going to talk military. We're also going to talk about his trips to England and also throughout the world, we're just hashing stuff out of here on a beautiful Thursday morning. And hope you come back here on AM 1390. The one day I let my guest pick his own music.
You gotta love some Ram Jam. Come on.
Ram Jam's fun. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined by Air Force Technical Sergeant T.S. Edgington. T.S. Edgington, Jason. What's the middle name?
J. John.
Jason J. Jason J. Edgington. And I probably should have known that. It's too early. You got in late last time.
It's too early for who, me?
Well, see, now for you, it's not too early. You just didn't get any sleep.
Yeah.
How long was your day yesterday?
Oh my gosh. About 30 hours.
By the way, I figured I better mention I have had a couple of comments on our first thing. We have people enjoying the show today. And if folks want to join us on the show this morning, join in the conversation. You can call at 842-2150, and we want to say a special hello out there. Do you want to say a special hello to the youngster who gave you the compliment?
Yeah, Will. I wish I was as good as the great Jack Buck, but I thank you for the compliment. Yeah,
Will Griffith lying to Uncle Edge, saying he sounds like Jack Buck.
But I sure do appreciate
very
it.
Very thoughtful. And Wheeze wants you to Wheeze, I have a special question directed from the audience. Are you finding an affinity for European beer?
When I was in Germany, that's some of the best beer I've ever drank.
Really?
In Bavaria, yeah. Belgium.
What was your favorite? Did you have one in particular?
Delirium is really good. Delirium.
Delirium is really good.
And, yeah. And, well, you know, Bruce, we went to Oktoberfest. Yes, so that Bavarian beer is delicious.
You're the guest, though, Jason. I'm trying to make you the star here.
Yeah. Well, I really like Hofbräu.
What was the... All right. I'll put it in terms that you and I will understand, but I'm not sure all of our audience will. What was the Red Rocket of Germany? What was the Old Milwaukee of Germany? What did...
The Old Mill of Germany. Gosh. I don't think they have that bad a beer in Germany.
How about Fox?
That could be... Yeah, that's Danish.
Danish,
okay. Yeah, but that could be considered...
The session beer, maybe.
That might be the Keystone.
The Keystone?
That could be Keystone.
Fox is the Keystone.
Yeah.
What's the Keystone or Old Milwaukee of... Have you compared the beers in England?
Now, England's more ales.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big fan of English beer. I mean...
Is it too warm or...
No, it's just they drink a lot of ales and like ciders. They drink a lot of cider, that fruity stuff, and...
I don't know. I guess I don't understand why they would do that. They don't have fruit trees, do they?
I guess they import it.
Well, they have apple trees.
Yeah.
It's a little island.
I guess.
They don't have orange trees.
Yeah. But, yeah.
How's the English wine?
It's pretty good, but
they're not making it in England, right?
Yeah. Usually the wine you drink over there is from, like, France. Or. Yeah.
Tell me, you told me last night that you have... shocked me last night in that you said that you've started to become a real fan of heavy wine.
Port.
You like port?
I do like some port.
Now, what's port good with? Is it...
cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
You are so sophisticated.
A little wine with your cheese.
Man, I tell you what, that's amazing. you are maturing, aren't you, as you age a little bit?
Let's not get carried away.
Don't get personal. Huh?
Let's keep it real.
All right,
still drink PBR.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, you're back in the USA. Can you find PBR?
I get PBR on base.
Oh, really?
And all my buddies there make fun of me.
Your buddies, how about your English friends? What do they think of your PBR drink?
They actually will drink it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do they say after the... I mean, it's probably kind of watery compared to...
You got a bleep button? I can't really say
Well, I suspect the poor old the Blue Ribbon folks won't like to hear that.
Well, since you can't go wrong if it's been around since 1844.
Yeah.
Maybe it is an acquired taste, though. I don't know. I drink quite a bit of that.
You like the PBR?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how's the food in England?
Bangers and mash are pretty good.
Bangers and mash. I got to tell you, that has... You say bangers and mash to me, that has an entirely different meaning than food. mash?
That's mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
And then you got your bangers or sausages.
Sausages.
Yeah. And it's usually in an onion gravy, which is really good.
So kind of like a heavy French onion soup type of gravy?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep. It's really good. Yep.
What kind of sausages? Not a breakfast type of sausage, right? Or is it
No, it's more, well, it's more like, I guess what... Maybe like not a bratwurst, but.
So have you had kidney pie?
No, I don't eat organs.
Kidney pie is kidney pie, right?
Yeah,
yeah, it's like blood.
Blood pudding, and
yeah. You haven't had blood pudding?
No, not that adventurous.
I was gonna say, what's the best thing you've eaten in England that you cannot get in the United States?
Oh man, that's a good question.
Thanks. It's my job.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it. Has anybody ever told you that?
Not very often.
I don't know, Bruce. That's tough. Like I said, I mean, bangers and mash isn't anything special. It's just the way they make it. That's one of my faves. And
now, you live right next to a...
Bubbles and Squeak, but we don't want to talk about that.
I got to tell you. Again, you tell me now, you call something Bubbles and Squeak, I'm going to tell you I have some idea what that might be, but I don't know what you're talking
about. It's exactly what you're thinking.
Oh,
they make roast dinners over there. Like, you'll have your meat, your potato, I tell you something you can't get over here that one of my faves is Yorkshire pudding.
Yorkshire pudding?
Yep.
What is Yorkshire pudding?
Well, it's pretty much a dumpling with gravy on it. Or like a light pastry with gravy on it.
Some people are texting me suggestions of things you can get in British in England but you can't get here, and I need a bleep button for that too.
Well, we could talk what you can get in Amsterdam.
Well, you see, now that's
I've been there.
Have you? Yeah, we're not going to talk about that either. All right. What's the worst food? Now, if you're not very adventurous, you've got to try something.
I try stuff.
What is blood pudding? Or blood sauce, blood pudding?
Well, they also have blood. They have blood sausage, too. But blood pudding is, like, I guess they take some type of organ and put it in it's like a, what do you call it?
Stomach?
Like a pot pie type deal.
Like shepherd's pie?
Yeah.
It's not your cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea, Bruce. Like
you drink,
I said,
good. Now that you're an Englishman, do you drink tea all the time, like at 4 o'clock every day? No. You guys take do you take breaks during the day for tea breaks?
No, I don't. I don't even know how to make tea.
Do some people? I'm trying to think how deeply ingrained the English culture has gotten into the American. Fighting forces over there. Sounds like it's not terribly.
No, but I'll tell you, I brought the American way over there.
Really?
I whipped out my smoker a few years ago when I first got there and got my neighbor turned on to smoking brisket and ribs.
Do they not?
They don't.
It's not a grilling, a
they
barbecuing.
They do it,
type
but it's
society.
Not. They don't smoke stuff like.
Well, like they just grill instead.
They'll barbecue, but it's barbecue. Not. It's not like we do it over here in the States.
You see, now when I had your brother on, he talked about barbecue. Well, we talked about barbecue.
Now, he is a barbecue connoisseur.
Yeah, he's the connoisseur. And
that's the Professor Steve Steiner, yeah, if people were wondering.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're 30, 40 minutes in the show here. We haven't even told who
your
family is.
Well, you got the Cajun.
You better say hello to your mother.
We got the Cajun brother here, too. Now, his specialty is the crawfish and the seafood.
Okay, now, now you're distinguishing yourself and your family as you're being the one who doesn't cook as well as the others.
I'm not that, let's just say the professor, he doesn't cook it.
He doesn't cook it.
He's the judge of it.
Yeah, he's the judge, that's right, of barbecue. But now, Jeff does cook the...
I would say he is the best chef of the family, yeah.
Okay. And
sorry, Cynthia.
Tell everybody else who your mother is.
My mother is Barbara Etheridge.
Barbara Etheridge.
Yeah. And my sister is Cynthia Steiner. Works up the Green Roof Inn.
Works up the cop shop.
Yeah.
Is she dispatcher or she?
Yeah,
dispatcher. I didn't know if she's dispatcher.
And she's
going back in the back cracking some heads.
She can do that too.
Does she?
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't mess with her.
No, I would. I'd be afraid.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the food better in Germany or in England?
Germany, by far.
Really?
Well, that's right up my alley, too. You know, you just got meats and beer. How much better can you get there?
So, okay.
You got the sausage pretzels. They throw the pretzel
Let's take Alaska out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Say you're going to be, you've been stationed in Germany, you've been stationed in England, you've been stationed in Korea, you've been stationed in Muslim countries. What was the favorite culture? Where would you live again?
Germany was fun. The language barrier was rough.
Really?
And I enjoy England. We have great neighbors. And if I had to pick...
If you didn't have... What if you...
Now, if I was just going to, like... live off the culture and food and stuff.
Yeah,
I'd go to Germany. That was good stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you can go to the gas station and buy paninis that are fresh and like everything, breads that are baked there in the, like if you stopped at Marathon, they had
an oven in the back.
Yeah.
Making bread as opposed
to. Yeah, I mean any gas station in Germany that was like that. And then you can go over and get you a good beer.
In the gas station?
In the gas station.
Well, I guess some of them are like that here, except it seems like the food might be a little bit more pre-cooked.
Maybe so. Like, it's a little different when you microwave the pretzel and grab a Keystone. Yeah, I guess compared to grabbing a Hofbräu.
So now, when you were in Turkey, you couldn't really it was a little different from that too, though.
Oh man, yeah, Turkey was an experience.
Tell me about Turkey.
We went during
The food turkey, the country turkey.
Yeah, we deep fry the turkey.
Okay.
No, I was in Turkey. I've been to Turkey a few times. TDY there.
TDY, you're gonna have to tell folks.
Temporary what deployment.
Okay.
I've never been stationed there, but yeah, the Air Force thought it'd be a good idea to send us over to a Muslim country during Ramadan. That was interesting.
I got to tell you, that doesn't seem like the best idea. For folks who don't know what Ramadan is, it's the Islamic month of fasting.
Yeah, and their holy month.
Their holy month, and they don't eat during the day, and they don't drink water either, right?
And they don't do a whole lot except hate on us.
They don't do a lot. They don't shower.
Yeah, I wasn't fond of Turkey. And I don't want to sit here and badmouth a different country, but I wasn't fond of it. I mean, it was different. We had to get police escorted from our hotel to where we were
working. How long ago was this?
I went there in 2008, 2009.
Okay.
I mean, it was after...
It's part after the surge or part of the surge, something like that?
Yeah. And, yeah, the people there wasn't happy that we were there. And they made it very clear of that.
Well, you know, that's...
And I don't blame them, you know. Yeah. We're foreigners over there.
Yeah, it's their country.
I mean, it's a different way.
So, Turkey is not going to be your choice to go back to
unless the military sends me to Turkey, I'm not going back.
Okay. same with our friends in Korea.
I will not go back unless they force me to go back there.
Korea has that's an interesting culture shock for you.
Oh, boy.
Food over there, did you get along with the food at all?
I'll eat some of it, like the bulgogi, which is just beef and rice, you know.
Bulgogi.
Yeah, spicy beef and rice. That's what they call it.
Then they have the soju.
Oh, white lightning. You know, Bruce, we're portraying me out to be a little bit of a drinker, sounds like.
Oh, no.
I hope the listeners don't.
No. Well, you work 60 or 70 hours a week, Jason.
So. You know, I do like to enjoy myself.
Well, you want to enjoy your time off.
That's right.
What the hell? How much do you work? I mean, when you're deployed, you're working more than 60 or 70.
Oh, yeah. Like when I'm deployed, I work, we work 12-hour days, 6 days a week.
72 hours.
Yeah. And normal duty day is usually 10 to 12 hours, and it's 5 days a week.
Well, that's amazing.
Home station.
That's amazing to me that you don't have more accidents.
That's my job now, is to manage the people and time and the workload.
Yeah.
And to make sure that don't happen.
Yeah.
So if you're not reading about it in the news,
that's cool.
I must be doing my job right.
that's the best part. That's absolutely right, folks. We're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390. We've got Jason Edgington here, and we're talking. We haven't even brought up his most favorite thing, and we might talk a little bit about his Cardinals or something else when we get back here on the Bruce Dickey Show, back in just a moment.
Zone. Forget it, brother, you can go. breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is just coming, the sun's zooming in. Engines stuck on him, the wheat is going through a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning out.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390. Listen to only first time actually the Clash has been played on AM 1390.
Got to bring a little English rocker.
Got to bring
you know?
The English rockers on. I asked Jason what he wanted me to play in the intros, and he. I just didn't want to play Led Zeppelin.
Well, and you didn't want to play NWA.
I didn't want to play NWA. I've got Jason Edgington sitting in with me. My name is Bruce Dickey. Thanks for listening to the Bruce Dickey Show today on AM 1390. We're just talking about England, and we haven't even mentioned sports. And I know that whenever Jason has time, he likes to talk about participate in sports. Oh, by the way, you've been in the military for 16 years. So being in the military for 16 years, you basically get around, sit around, eat donuts, and do all that kind of, there's no physical requirements of you anymore.
Yeah, I wish that was true.
Sit around, eat donuts, eat pizza.
Yeah. I just took my military physical training test.
All right, so you are a 39-year-old man.
Yep.
Tell people what is the physical requirements of a 39-year-old?
Well, there's a big chart. Up in where you got to get a certain percentage.
Okay.
You got to get a 75 or better.
Okay.
A percentage of
your number keeps falling, right? As you age,
it gets a little easier.
73% next year.
The 75 stays the same, but like the chart, like my run time can be a little slower.
Okay.
Less push-ups.
Now, is this for officers too, or is that just for?
Yeah, they enlisted? They do an officer one too.
Really?
But I can speak for the enlisted.
Yeah.
How
fast do you have to run at age 39? A mile and a half.
I'll give you an idea. What I did, I ran a mile and a half in 11:40.
Okay.
And then
that
I did
pretty good.
I was hurting.
Yeah.
And then. I did 51 push-ups in 1 minute.
See, that seems like a lot, too.
That's not too bad.
At your age.
That's not too bad.
I mean, you're not a young man.
No. I'm not. And then I did 54 sit-ups in a minute.
If they say, you did 51 push-ups and 54
sit-ups?
Four sit-ups,
and then they measure your waist, and it's got to be under a 39-inch waist.
Really?
And I was at 38.
Well, you see, it's because you're all muscled up.
Well, I'm all PBR'd up. But that's the hard thing. When you get older, you know, all your fat goes your way, midsection.
I just saw something here. Speaking of sports, I just saw something on my Twitter account that there was a Paddy Power. I don't know what Paddy Power is. Invites you to breakfast with Professor Stephen Hawking at the Savoy Hotel in London. On Wednesday, May 28th, sorry, you're going to be out of the country, for an exclusive research presentation on how England can win the World Cup. Now, is Stephen Hawking really going to, is he really doing research on how England can win the World Cup, you
think? There's no telling what he's doing, but I can tell
you. Give me your Stephen Hawking story.
I can tell you about 2 months ago, when I came to work on a Monday, I found out that he was at our base, at our workplace, in fact, on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, and some of the weekend guys that were in there working got to meet him. So I thought that was pretty neat. They showed him around the plane, and so
they put him in.
I doubt it.
Stephen Hawking's 70 years old now, like that.
Yeah,
he's getting a little bit more.
But fun. I know he spoke.
Did he really?
Yeah, talked to him for a little bit. So that's pretty neat. I don't know what he talked about. I wasn't there.
Well, apparently he talked about England's chances in the World Cup.
Yeah, it could have been.
What are England's chances in the World Cup? What are they? I mean, you're over there. They're probably thinking that they're going to win, right?
It's a big deal over in Europe. It's a big deal in Germany. I know we were there during when they had it. And, yeah, they go crazy for that soccer game over there. And I'll tell you what.
Have you been to the? Have you been to any of the English Premier League games?
I haven't been
to Germany.
I've been to Germany's, and we haven't made it to
Bundesliga, right?
Yeah, we haven't been to any in England yet. In fact, we live right down the street from Norwich, the Canaries.
Okay.
And I'd like to go one.
Now, they've been relegated, right? Aren't they in Division Two or something like that?
I don't know. I don't keep up with that. Yeah. I watch real sports like baseball, football, basketball.
So I'm guessing when you retire, you're not retiring to England.
No, that's not the plan.
That's not the plan.
At least hopefully the commander back home is on the same page.
I was going to say.
The on-base commander.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a different commander. You've got two commanders in chief.
Exactly. Now, she trumps the other one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. But.
We all know how that goes.
I don't keep up with the football, as they say it over there.
Do they? All right, and how's the television in England? Do you get
no? It's good.
American
we get
shows, or
we get
do you watch
we,
an English show.
We buy the Dish. It's like the Dish Network over here. It's Sky TV. So I get.
Do you ever watch BBC?
Not often. Not often.
You'd prefer your American shows, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I bought the MLB ticket, Bruce, to watch on the old iPad.
Yeah, I understand.
Got
to
have it.
Yeah, I
got to watch the Cardinals.
Got to see the Cardinals.
Yeah. And it's beautiful thing, that TiVo.
Yeah?
Yeah. But
so you watch – so you're – since Cardinals play at basically at 7 o'clock every night, most nights.
Yeah.
You're – that's 1 a.m. your time?
Yeah. So during the week –
that's nappy time for
during
you.
The week, I get up at 3:30 to go to the gym. So I might catch like the tail end before I go, or if I'm at the gym, I might see some of it.
But you're able to – that's the miracle of modern science. You're able to see every game.
But I can see every game, yeah. And those Friday night games are rough when I get home from work after saying hello to some PBRs.
At 1 a.m.
It's 1 a.m.
Game time is at 1 a.m. and you want to stay up and watch the end of it.
Yeah.
Or like last night's game would have ended at like 11:30 here.
Yeah.
So that would have been
4 or 5:30
a.m.
5:30, yeah.
That's a long night.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
Now, day games are all right. They come on not too bad a time, so.
How come you don't get, I guess it's a good thing in that there's not a hotspot or anything in the same time zone, but wouldn't it be a lot more fun to be, when are they going to put an Air Force base like in Rio or something like that in Brazil? So you could be in the
That'd
same
be all right,
zone.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. Put one down in Belize or something like
that. That would work.
Where there's it's a similar time zone.
That would be all right.
They don't have you talked with Mr. Obama about that or about that?
I don't get to talk to the boss too
often. You don't
often.
Get to talk to the boss?
They have a problem if you email him.
Do they really?
They don't like it that much.
No kidding.
they
no matter what you say.
You know what? I've never really looked him up on the global on the military email, but I just might.
I bet you he's there. He's got to be there.
I would think.
So you can you've got like an email directory to anybody
to anybody that has a military email, even all forces. All wow. DOD.
Who's the SecDef right now? I'm trying to remember the Secretary of Defense. It's like Haig, not Al Haig or something, but
it's
Hagens? Hagens?
Oh, it's... I know. I can't remember.
Well, I see how you know. It's like you're
I'm still jet lagged.
You're in a big corporation. So it's like you're
I'm
in
just a small little piece
you're
of the
a
puzzle.
Small little piece of there's you don't need to know all the everybody who's on top of the corporation. You don't even know, do you know who the Air Force who's in charge of the Air Force?
The Chief of Staff?
Yeah.
General Welsh.
Well, that's good.
I've met that man and he's a good guy.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you meet General? Was he?
I was at
an
NCOA academy a few years back in Germany, and he came and spoke. Now this was before he got the job as chief of staff.
Okay,
so he was in charge of the USAFE, the U.S. forces in Europe at the time,
okay.
The head guy there, and he's well spoken. I like him.
So, what you're saying is what I'm hearing anyway, is that. The knowledge and information you were able to impart to him helped him get his current job.
Yeah.
Helped him. All right, so we got 2 or 3 minutes left here on the show. What's in the near future for you? You're going to be pretty soon heading back to
Well, you should come out and see me because I'll be in Vegas.
You're
going to
be in England how much longer?
Well, we'll be in England till November 2015, and if not, maybe longer.
Yeah.
I just did my last reenlistment 2 months ago.
Okay. So you re-upped?
Yep, re-upped for my last Final Four.
Wow.
So it's getting down to the...
And you're going to be in England for... What happens after November of next year?
Well, I'll know if where we're going by summer of next year.
Really?
Yeah. But in the short term...
I think they can put you in the Air Force Base at St. Louis or something like that.
That'd be great. You know, that'd be great. Used to have 15s. I don't know if they still do.
The Missouri Air National Guard does, yeah.
That'd be all right.
I don't know if they do that for active members, though.
No, they don't.
They probably don't weaponize those things.
No, I think they're just for show.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But in the short term, here in July, I'll be in Vegas.
When is that?
When
in July? The front end, back
we'll be
end?
There, we'll be at the front end, and then there a month, and then on to Utah.
Wait a minute. You're going to be in Vegas for a month?
Yeah.
Do you have enough money?
No. Hope Dinah's not listening.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we got to go out there and train some pilots on weaponry stuff. So we'll be doing a lot of loading out there, so it'll be fun.
Well, we're running out of time here. Where would you like to be after the 2015, after November 2015?
If we can go back to Alaska, I would say, well, it depends on Dinah's job, of course.
Yeah.
But just me, if I could pick, just somewhere in the States close. I kind of miss Wayne County.
Well, yeah, you're a landed gentleman in Wayne County.
Yes, I pay land tax.
You pay for property taxes, so that's cool. Well, Jason, I appreciate you coming on today.
Well, a great time, Bruce, as always.
Well, thanks very much, and say hello to everybody while you're here in town.
Yeah, thanks for everybody listening, and hopefully we cross paths and have PBR.
Sounds good. PBR me ASAP, people. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.